I said I want you to appoint a lawyer to represent me in this trial. I'm entitled to a lawyer.
Mr. Gideon, I'm sorry, but I cannot appoint counsel to represent you in this case.
That's Henry Fonda portraying Clarence Gideon in the 1980 movie Gideon's Trumpet, Hollywood's tribute to the Supreme Court ruling that established the right to a court-appointed attorney. 50 years later, here's what a public defender sounds like in a Milwaukee courtroom. In this case, a homeless defendant is charged with graffiti and starting a fire in a trash can.
Brian Hagner on behalf of Mr. Thomas Melinda, who appears in custody. Mr. Melinda is currently homeless and without a phone number. He is public defender eligible. I did review both criminal complaints with Mr. Melinda, advise him of his rights, and we enter a plea of not guilty.
Wisconsin's Supreme Court had established the right to a publicly funded attorney in all felony cases in 1859, long before the Gideon ruling. Walter Dickey teaches law at the UW-Madison Law School.
Wisconsin's got a broader right to counsel than the United States Supreme Court has granted.
But before the Gideon ruling, and for 15 years after, it was the counties who paid for attorneys. Dickey says the way it was enforced varied by county.
I remember one western Wisconsin county. There was a lawyer who had 80 appointments in 1 year, and not a single trial. The obvious worry was that people were being appointed who rolled over, and it was really more about efficiency and moving the cases than it was about, you know, the fair administration of justice.
But that changed in 1979 when the state public defender's office got funding to provide lawyers for poor defendants in almost all the counties. And by 1985, every county had a cadre of public defenders. Last year, the agency handled more than 130,000 cases and is on track to handle even more this year. Wendy Doherty of Superior says the system worked for her. She says without a public defender, she likely would not have been acquitted for a charge of operating under the influence.
I mean, I could have with my trying to testify, you know, but there, I needed that lawyer there to do that for me. I mean, he had all the research down and knew all the language and had all the photos and, I mean, saw that there could have been a mistrial because things were not being done right.
The head of the state public defender's office, Kelly Thompson, says there's strong support for the current system that ensures that people like Doherty, who can't afford a lawyer, can have one. She also says public defenders ensure that trials run more smoothly.
They can't function when people are there who have mental health issues, who have drug and alcohol issues, who have educational barriers. The law's complicated. It slows everything down. You know, the judges are, it's hard for them to have someone there, I believe. I think it's hard for district attorneys, Department of Justice to be on the other side when people aren't represented by counsel. So I think everybody benefits.
But Thompson says there's still room for improvement. In 2009, the legislature boosted the public defender's budget and changed the poverty guidelines, increasing the number of people who qualify to have a public defender. But there are still people who fall through the cracks. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.